As you can expect, things didn't go so well for the investors who invested in the power plant in Vlorë. Their intention was to make a smelting works, but it got never built because the contract they made with German industry got cancelled as a result of the First World War. So the investors here had a power station in a time when there was still limited need for electricity. In fact, there was only one potential buyer of this electricity. It was the city of Stavanger. Now, when you have only one buyer, of course, your negotiation position is not very strong. But eventually, they reached a settlement with the city of Stavanger to deliver electricity from Vlorë for a 10-year period. Demand for electricity was on the rise in the district, with the first electricity being used in factories, especially the many canning factories that canned fish, and also for streetlights. And the city of Stavanger knew that demand would be rising very rapidly. And indeed it did. Now initially the investors in Vlorë thought they'd struck a good deal with the city of Stavanger, but they soon discovered that their financial costs, especially the cost of interest, was much higher than foreseen. That's because the development of Vlorë had been more costly and they had needed to take up big loans. In addition, in 1919, only 1 year after the power station here was finished, its main investor, Einar Mehling, the one taking the initiative, died after a failed kidney stone operation. And in 1920, calamity hit as the pipeline broke and a huge flood of water came down the side of the mountain and an avalanche of stone and debris hit the backside of the power station. For a period of 4 months, the power station was out of service and was not able to deliver electricity. In fact, they got sued by the city of Stavanger for not being able to deliver. So there were many, many problems for AS Vlorë, and as a result, they were on the brink of financial collapse. They had long negotiations with the municipality in Stavanger to sell off Vlorë to them, and they were willing to settle for a sum of 6.75 million crowns. Now, the establishment of the power station here had probably cost over 10 million, so they would have incurred a loss, but at least they would have saved their skin. The municipality said, no, that's too expensive. Instead, the municipality of Stavanger started to look into building an alternative power station in Maudal. AS Vlorë by then was pretty desperate and eventually ended up agreeing to a deal, selling Vlorë for 3.75 million crowns to the city of Stavanger in 1927. So it's from 1927 that the city of Stavanger takes over Vlorë power station and it gets operated by the municipal electricity works called Stavanger Elverk. And that's why since 1927 the land in Vlorë is owned by the municipality of Stavanger, even though it politically lies in a different municipality. AS Vlorë goes bankrupt and in its wake drags with it two local banks. It was a huge, outrageous scandal back then. Let's go further up the hill and I'll tell you what happened after Stavanger Elverk took over Vlorë in 1927.